Months after implementation began on a bike lane on Greenpoint's McGinnis Boulevard, elected officials and residents are less than thrilled with the project's outcome, including those who favored the redesign. The controversial bike lane has polarized Greenpoint residents all year, splitting many of them into two groups. Make McGinnis Safe, a pro-bike lane organization that has support from politicians including Borough President Antonio Reynoso, and Keep McGinnis Moving, a group against the bike lane that has connections to the powerful local company Broadway Stages. The original plan for the lane removed one lane of traffic on each side of the busy throughway, but it was revised after outcry from Keep McGinnis Moving. The revised version aims to compromise with both groups and includes a flex lane next to the bike lane for traffic during busy hours and parking overnight. After going back and forth on plans for the bike lane, the city settled on the second plan in August, and implementation began shortly after. So far, this plan has been implemented on McGinnis from Callier Street to Green Street. But despite the clear markings observed on the lane, those who favor its existence are still unsatisfied. In November, North Brooklyn politicians, including Assemblymember Emily Gallagher, State Senator Kristen Gonzalez, City Councilmember Lincoln Ressler and Representative Nydia Velasquez, published a letter to the Department of Transportation expressing disapproval over the lane's current state. While the bike lane is a welcome asset to our cycling community, the recent changes on McGinnis Boulevard do not provide the safety benefits that our constituents have demanded, and that this community deserves, said the letter. Nothing has been done to improve conditions for pedestrians. If anything, crossing the section north of Callier Street has become more challenging. The new bike lane on McGinnis Boulevard. Photo. Christopher Edwards for BK Reader. The letter explains that overnight parking in the flex lane is non-existent, and trucks frequently park in the bike lane. It ends by calling for additional barriers to protect the lane for vehicle parking, clearer paint, and signs to show when overnight parking should be used. The Make McGinnis Safe group members have voiced similar concerns, calling for a return to the lane's original design. We have a once-in-a-generation opportunity, with millions of dollars on the line, to build a safer, greener, cleaner, quieter McGinnis Boulevard. The best choice for the design is easy and clear, even more so now that we are suffering the consequences of a watered-down compromise plan, said Bronwyn Breitner, a longtime Greenpoint resident, in an op-ed this month. However, members of Keep McGinnis Moving say the complaints about the bike lane further prove that the solution is harmful to the area. McGinnis Boulevard is wrong for a road diet and wrong for bike lanes, and the recently implemented bike lanes and the opposition letter only prove us right, said the group in a statement over Instagram direct messenger to BK Reader. Keep McGinnis Moving continues to hope that bike lanes remain only on the side and local streets and not the main artery, as allowing e-bikes, scooters and moped into the mix creates an unnecessary hazard for the pedestrians to have to navigate when crossing. Keep McGinnis Moving called on the city to conduct more studies to assess the potential impact of the lane, which they say drives trucks away from the main street and onto busy side streets. In their letter, elected officials similarly asked for transparency from the DOT on what they are studying to inform ongoing implementation. In the spring, the city plans to implement the original, more robust plan on McGinnis from Callier to Meeker Street, according to NY1. DOT did not respond to requests for comment but told NY1 the boulevard would undergo more analysis during the winter months.